What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two, and we're going to go back to Mateus in Canada. You said you had something else you wanted to add.
Yes, two things kind of related. Regarding cookification, I'd like to propose to add an extra category. So right now we've got people that are trying to tell the truth, which is you, and Then you've got the people engaged in cookification, which are people that they know what the truth is, but they're trying to mislead us. Now, I want to say there's a third category, which I would fall into, for example, is people that I'm on your side. I believe that I'm telling the truth, but I believe something that you don't believe, and so I'm being put into the category of cookification. So I may be wrong, but it's a separate category where I'm not trying to do anything wrong. I just want to have that as a third category that many of us fit into when people call in about chemtrails. Okay, I believe they're right, maybe they're wrong, but they're not trying to derail you. They honestly believe this, some of them. And on that note, just for the fun of it, I'd like to extend an olive branch between the two different camps. One say that we walked on the moon, and the other say we didn't walk on the moon. Here's a fun idea that makes everybody happy. Okay, we walked on the moon, but part of the journey was using classified technology that the states did not want to share with the world. So they used some classified technology, but they portrayed themselves as using more conventional technology, and so they have to fake some of the footage.
Mateus, I will put you into that third category where you mean well, but it doesn't mean that the information that you have has not been given to you by somebody who's in category number two. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and go over to Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you hear me, Mike?
I hear you now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just want to make a comment about Charlie Manson and the Tate murders. That thing is a complete preposterous bunch of crap. It's worse than 9/11. If you read the police report and just look into it, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, three women killed, three men and two women. And you know, that guy that got shot in the car was shot with a silencer. And Tex Watson climbed a 30-foot
pole, according to the police report. I've never heard that. It's actually easy to fabricate a silencer. I mean, the Irish Republican Army used to use potatoes. They'd take a raw potato, follow out a hole for the barrel.
This all happened
a long time ago, and I really want to keep the focus on what's going on right now. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. All right. Now, getting on back to the real world here, NATO has announced that they're going to increase their presence in the Baltic states and Eastern Europe as long as necessary to guard against Russian aggression. What they've done is they've restarted the Cold War. And being old enough to remember the last Cold War, they're going to be just feeding you all this stuff about how deadly the enemy is, and they're coming in to destroy your way of life, and we've got to spend all of our money on weapons to deter them from doing what they're doing. And during the whole Cold War, with the exception of the Cuban Missile Crisis, none of the prognostications ever came true. And obviously with the Cuban Missile Crisis, everybody backed down toward the end there. This is all about government and the Pentagon needing a reason, a justification, to take away your tax money and not spend it on you, which a mature, well-functioning republic would be doing. So that's what it is. They wanted the Cold War back. The Cold War went away with the Soviet Union. And we saw all these articles years ago where the defense planners are saying, we need a new Cold War. We need to have a new enemy. Oh, well, we'll have the war on poverty and the war on drugs and the war on global warming and all the rest of it. But none of them had the sizzle of the Cold War against the evil Soviet Union. I even saw an article the other day that's accusing Putin of trying to bring back the Soviet Union. And they're really out there trying to sell this idea that we have to be so afraid of the Russians that we will send our children into white-hot flaming death wherever directed, and that we just sacrifice all of our own personal wealth and products of our labor so that the defense contractors can make more of these F-35s that don't really work, the Zumwalt stealth destroyer, which doesn't really go anywhere. And I'll give you another example of just how foolish Western military spending is. The French have built this frigate, Lafayette, and it is a stealth frigate, incorporates the latest in stealth technology, and they basically sailed it on into the Black Sea, and the Russians called up and said, "You do know we can see this thing, right?" So it turns out it's not really all that stealthy. But I'll bet it cost a huge amount of money. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Here is something about stealth technology. All stealth technology is designed to deal with radars within a specific frequency range in order to basically have the radio waves fly off in a different direction. And it's been discovered that some of the older, lower-frequency radars have no problem at all picking up like the F-22. And stealth technology is always designed to deflect and conceal itself from a radar where the radar emitter and the radar detector are the same antenna. But if they're separated, if you're having one antenna sending out the radar signals and another antenna listening for the echoes, they'll pick up the stealth. It's overhyped. It's not as good. Remember when they went into Iraq and they featured the stealth fighters to go on in and draw, basically laser designate for standoff launched munitions? And they said, oh, the stealth works. Then, of course, they sent one in to Kosovo without any of the other supporting aircraft, and it got shot down. So here we have another indication that Russian technology is way ahead of American technology. And that's a good argument right there for not letting this war go any further. Meanwhile, apparently the head of Russia's lower house defense committee, Vladimir Shamanov, has come on out and said that if the U.S. sends offensive weapons to Kiev, the situation in Ukraine could very easily explode. It's another one of these hot spots out there. Now, apparently Poland... people in Poland are blocking the western border where thousands of heavy trucks have accumulated in anticipation of permission to cross from Ukraine. And apparently Poland is not going to allow trucks with goods in because of the politics in Kiev. And by the way, Ukraine now has their own version of Hillary Clinton because apparently Ukraine's first lady, Marina Poroshenko, is suspected of involvement in money laundering through international humanitarian agencies. Ooh, like the Clinton Charitable Foundation. So apparently this is something that is actually more widespread across the globe. And people need to understand that. Now, as you know, some of the Maidan snipers have gone public. Remember when that whole coup d'etat was taking place in Kiev and there were snipers up there and they were killing people and it was all blamed on Yanukovych. But these snipers have come on out and said basically they were working for the opposition. They were working for the coup plotters and their orders were very simple. Fire in all directions, cause as much chaos and outrage as you can. And they killed 80 people. So again, it was a false flag operation. The opposition sent in the snipers, they killed a bunch of people, and they blamed it on Ukraine's elected government. False flags are very, very common. There's even a list of something like 49 that governments officially admit to having done, which tells us there are probably thousands more that they haven't. And like this article that just came on in from the Kennedy assassination papers, there was a serious discussion about buying Soviet aircraft from one of the Soviet Union's military customers or even building an exact copy. to carry out a false flag attack on the United States to justify war against the Soviet Union. This is how these things get done. And we have to be on the lookout for this right now, because we can see how much the people who are behind this rush to war, they want to move it forward. And they're dealing with ordinary people, general populations, that are war weary. We're all sick and tired of war. We're sick and tired of the costs of the war. We're sick and tired of our young people coming back from these battles in wheelchairs and cheap metal boxes covered with American flags made in China. And the same sentiment is in all these other countries. They're tired of all of this nonsense. They want it to stop. So at this point, I think they're desperate enough to try another false flag. And it's going to be a big one. Crashing airplanes into skyscrapers, passé. Been there, done that, didn't buy the t-shirt. It's going to have to be something so big and so shocking, people won't dare take the chance it's not true. Now, over in Germany, their leader of the Alternative for Germany party is urging Chancellor Merkel to resign as the coalition talks collapse. Yesterday, we were reporting on how Angela Merkel had missed her own self-imposed deadline to form a new government following Germany's recent elections. And apparently, the other parties that she was talking to have literally walked on out of the room. They can't come to an agreement on the migration issue because Merkel still wants the open borders, and everybody else says it's time to control the borders and get all this crime and sexual assault and infectious diseases under control. So now that Angela Merkel's fourth term as chancellor is in doubt, it's actually had an effect on the euro, and it's headed down. And there may be a call for snap elections. And I don't think Merkel's going to do as well in the next one as she did in the last one. And she didn't do well in those at all. Now, as one of the callers mentioned earlier in the show, Donald Trump has declared North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism. Oh, do you have an example of terrorism they sponsored? No, we're just going to declare them. North Korea had been on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Then they were taken off when it looked like North and South Korea were going to get buddy-buddy and reunify. And now that that whole reunification project has been sabotaged, yes, Trump is declaring North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism. This allows the U.S. government to take more punitive steps against North Korea. Gives the U.S. government additional powers over defense, exports, arms control, financial restrictions, and restrictions of U.S. foreign assistance. And it opens the door for more sanctions. Now, currently, there are four countries on the list of state sponsors of terrorism: North Korea, Iran, Sudan, and Syria. And the list is just, it's a weapon. It's a weapon to justify more abuse hurled at the target country. Even though there is no evidence that these countries are actually engaging in state-sponsored terror. I mean, if you really think about it, the U.S. was sending weapons and supplies to both ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria. That makes the United States government a state sponsor of terror, given that ISIS and al-Qaeda are advertised to us as terrorist groups. Now, South Korea claims they've detected a possible engine test at North Korea's missile facility. And it stands to reason they're going to be testing their engines. I remember when I lived in the San Fernando Valley over at that that laboratory that's now heavily contaminated. They used to test rocket engines there. And everybody heard it. Everybody could hear it. All it takes is a sensitive microphone, and you can hear these things. They're very, very loud. But it looks like North Korea may be thinking about another missile test in the very near future. And again, when the U.S. tests missiles, nobody says anything. When Russia tested missiles, nobody said anything. Testing missiles is part of the process of making sure they're going to perform the way you want to perform when they're actually going to be used. But in the case of North Korea, a missile test, oh, that's a dangerous provocation. We can't let them have missiles. Sounds a lot like Iran. Oh, we can't let Iran have missiles. When we invade them, we want it to be easy. We can't whip them in a fair fight, so we got to find some way to take away their weapons first, and then we'll go on in and whip them. Because the U.S. is really good at beating up on countries who don't have the means to defend themselves. Although, obviously, that didn't work out too well in Syria. Now, we are getting reminders from certain voices that Donald Trump cannot, on his own, declare war on North Korea. Only Congress can. And they're responding to Donald Trump's rhetoric about totally destroying North Korea during his September United Nations speech. And on his recent Asia trip, he flatly stated, "The era of strategic patience has ended." And yes, in terms of the foreign interventions agenda, we did not get the Donald Trump we all voted for. And I'm very, very concerned over the fact that our weapons aren't working that well. Trump's strike on that Syrian airbase was a good example. 60 cruise missiles launched. One failed, coming right out of the tube. Of the remaining 59, most of them missed the airbase entirely, and those that hit the airbase did not hit anything important. Contrast that with the long-range cruise missiles Russia is using against the ISIS bases in Syria. They're all hitting their targets. We are very foolish as a nation to move forward on a war agenda knowing the problems that exist with our weapons, knowing the problems that exist within the rank-and-file military. Remember that story about 60 admirals, 6-0, caught up in this corruption probe, the Fat Leonard corruption scandal. Now, apparently, an Israeli tank has fired a warning shot towards Syria for a second time in 2 days. And basically, Israel's claim is that Syria is violating the 1974 ceasefire by strengthening a military post in the demilitarized zone between Syria and Israel. Well, Israel's never been all that good about keeping their promises on various agreements. So they're hardly one to talk. They're trying to provoke Syria into firing back, and then the war will be on. Now, apparently, Israel has released declassified documents from the Six-Day War and reveals that the plan to literally starve Gaza and to displace the Palestinians goes all the way back to 1967. Everything that's been going on in Palestine and the West Bank is deliberate, and it is intentional. It's not a response to terror from Gaza or the bottle rockets. It's what Israel wanted. Israel wants Eretz Israel. Israel doesn't want Middle East peace. They want a piece of the Middle East. They want a bigger piece of the Middle East. Now, interestingly enough, Israeli Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz has admitted that Tel Aviv has had covert contacts with Saudi Arabia for quite some time. I wonder if it goes all the way back to 9/11. Meanwhile, apparently, Soviet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did have an interrogation with the police that lasted for hours. And if Netanyahu is suspected of taking expensive gifts from representatives of the business community. And investigators believe that Netanyahu agreed with this country's largest publishing house, Yediot Aharonot, that the government activities should be covered in the press from a positive angle. In response, Netanyahu promised to pass a law limiting the powers of the main competitor to that newspaper. And they're saying that these charges may be sufficient enough to force him to resign. I doubt it. It's going to take a crowbar to get Netanyahu out of that office. There'll be claw marks in the desktop and on the door frame going on out. Now, the U.S. State Department has announced that the Palestinian diplomatic mission in Washington, D.C. must shut down, saying that the Palestinians violated U.S. law by calling on the International Criminal Court to prosecute Israel authorities for war crimes committed in Palestine. So, once again, you have the U.S. out there protecting Israel. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network, thank you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, have you ever noticed that people who are in high government positions, when they're in those positions, they will go along with the agenda? And then after they're out of the positions, they seem more willing to speak their mind. And we saw that with Colin Powell, who was up there at the United Nations with his little vial of talcum powder talking about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. And then after he was out of his office, he came on out and he said he knew it was a lie. He didn't want to do it. He was told he had to do it. And now we have former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is criticizing Israeli leaders for being uninterested in peace. And he went so far as to praise Palestinians for their commitment to nonviolence. Well, I'm going to have to take back some of the bad things I said about John Kerry. Now, apparently over in the occupied West Bank, there is a holy site, the Jonah Tomb, and it's venerated by Jews, Christians, and Muslims. But apparently hundreds of Israeli settlers stormed the tomb and desecrated it. So things are definitely ramping up over there. Meanwhile, the U.S. is quietly building up their number of troops in Somalia. Apparently, we're back in Somalia again. And I think it's becoming obvious that the American people probably don't know just how many countries the U.S. government has sent troops into. I think they're trying to keep that quiet from us, keep us all distracted with sex allegations and all the rest of that. I think if the American people were to get a good view of U.S. militarism around the globe, they'd realize how dangerously close we are to a real world war. And we ended World War II with the use of nuclear weapons. We might start World War III with nuclear weapons. There's been all this dangerous talk about, avoiding the risk of a conventional front war with a military peer and just go in for a decapitation. All right, let's talk about the economic news here now. Fans of Bitcoin are now admitting it's never going to work as a universal payment system. And now they're touting the idea of digital gold to acquire Bitcoins and hang on to them, which at the moment seems to be a good idea because Bitcoin is going up and going up and going up and going up. But I got to tell you, I'm getting a real strong smell of tulips with this. And it feels to me like it's a classic pump and dump. And I would be there's no such thing as a get rich quick scheme, except somebody else is getting rich. Now, here's an article, and you have to wonder what these people are thinking about. This is over at ADN.com, and they're talking about the growing problem where people who are unable to pay their student loan bills are being subject to measures which basically mean they can no longer work. And 19 states now have setups where government agencies can seize state-issued professional licenses from residents who default on their education debts. This includes firefighters, nurses, teachers, lawyers, massage therapists, barbers, psychologists, and real estate brokers can all have their credentials suspended or revoked. Another state, South Dakota, takes away your driver's license. Well, if you're taking away the ability of people to work, how do you expect to get paid? It makes no sense at all. And the reason these people are unable to pay their student loan debts is because they got lied to. When they went to college, they were told there are going to be these high-paying jobs on your graduation. You'll be able to pay off your student loan debt in just a few years, and then you're off to a life of plenty. And it simply did not happen. The high-paying jobs aren't here. They've all been offshored. We're in a situation right now where young people are probably better off not going to college unless they have a career track already laid out. Certainly, you don't want to go to college and get an art history major degree, you know, and become a liberal snowflake. You're going to have to pay for that forever. All right, we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We've got an update from Alabama. Apparently, poll numbers coming in from last night. Roy Moore has now built a 15-point lead over his Democratic rival. So this whole accusation, sexual harassment, everything, it's all falling apart. The problem is they did it too much. They should have just gone with a few and just worked on that. But with the revelation that the yearbook inscription was clearly forged, and then they're constantly trying to find more and more people to throw at Roy Moore as the earlier accusers were discredited, made it very obvious what was going on. So, good for Moore and good for the people of Alabama here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right, we're going
to take... Hello, Michael.
Yes.
I was calling to talk about Hillary Clinton and Bill. They had an interview. It was some celebration of Bill Clinton being elected 25 years ago. And
yes.
She said during the, she tells this little story about some people, her devoted supporters, going around door to door. and being greeted by a lot of people. She, I mean, this is worth talking about on air, in public, in front. She said that a lot of people were saying that they couldn't support her because she kills people. And
yes,
they couldn't support her because she is involved in pedophilia. And I just want to know what you think about her talking like this in public, on the air, an interview. I think it was on Fox. And isn't that turning some page? I mean, it's like the thou dost protest too much, lady. I mean, it's something like guilt or...
Well, no, she's trying to play the victim card again. By implying all the talk about pedophilia was just made up by her enemies, and all the stuff about the dead bodies list was made up by her enemies. Certainly with regard to the dead bodies, there is definitely something there. I mean, I found evidence of cover-up in the death of Vince Foster. And if there's evidence of a cover-up, then something is being covered up. I mean, if Foster were really a suicide, you wouldn't have the FBI going on out and trying to fraudulently manufacture the testimony of the widow regarding the gun that was found with the body. It would have to be Foster's gun if it was a real suicide. So when you find evidence of a cover-up, obviously something is being covered up. And again, the trail of dead bodies behind the Clintons all the way back to Arkansas is rather impressive. And so I can understand why people are saying that, yeah, the Clintons had people killed. I mean, Larry Nichols used to work for them, and he has admitted that he did kill people on the orders of the Clintons.
Yeah, oh my God. Have you heard if they have the identity yet of that fourth person who was killed in the helicopter airplane crash by the Rothschilds mansion?
No, I haven't. I know everybody is trying to leap to the conclusion that Rothschild himself has died, but there's been no confirmation of that yet.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the news here, economic news here. Interesting little story coming out of King World News. And apparently, the story is one of the two largest banks in Switzerland flat out refused to hand over a client's physical gold. And this is not the first time this has happened, where people who have placed their gold for safekeeping in the bank will come on in and say, I want to take it out. And the bank will say, well, we can't give it to you, or we can't give you all of it because of the banking rules. You know, there are rules. We're not allowed to give you your gold. Well, the client of the bank did something quite creative. He asked for a letter from the bank stating in writing over a bank official signature that they refused to hand his gold to him. And then he said he was going to take that letter to the police. And the bank then agreed that he had every right to take his gold out of the bank. Very generous of the bank to basically allow the client to take their assets out. But the banks want to hang on to it. They want to hang on to the money. They want to hang on to the gold. They've got all these restrictions where the bank is now exercising control over your financial affairs. And that's not what banks are supposed to do. And an even more alarming indicator along this comes out of Zero Hedge, where European Central Bank is proposing an end to deposit protection. And the idea is they issued a statement, covered deposits and claims under investor compensation schemes should be replaced by limited discretionary exemptions to be granted by the competent authority in order to retain a degree of flexibility. Now, what that jargon really means is if one of the banks of Europe or the ECB itself gets into trouble, okay, there is no longer going to be a mechanism that allows your money to be replaced in full. What they'll do is they will decide how much money you happen to need right now, and that's what you'll get. So if you need to get out money to go get your food, you may have to wait a few days for the competent authority to decide what the appropriate amount of your own money you'll be given to eat, pay bills, and get to work. So that seems to be the next stage of the private central banks is for them to be controlling your financial affairs for you. And that, of course, dovetails in with this idea of a cashless society, where you'll go into the bakery shop and say, I want a jelly donut, and you run your plastic card, and it comes on back and says, the bank says you need to lose weight. So, no, you may not have the jelly donut. Getting kind of big for their britches, those bankers, I think, here. Now, a little bit of an embarrassment for Theresa May. Apparently, her husband has been linked to the Paradise Papers. Apparently, his company was accused of arranging investments in tax havens. And these documents have come on out showing how Britain's mega rich are investing their money abroad to legally avoid paying hefty tax bills. And, of course, that's going on in all the countries. The taxes are to be paid by the middle class. That's what the middle class is there for. The rich elites, they're allowed to keep their wealth because, I mean, after all, they're money addicts. If you force them to give up their money, they'll go into withdrawal. They'll roll around on the floor. They'll sweat. They'll throw up. We can't have that happening to these highly placed individuals. It would be humiliating and embarrassing. Over in France, the French courier Chronopost has announced it will no longer deliver any packages to the heavily migrant-populated Seine-Saint-Denis suburb or on the outskirts of Paris because the area is too dangerous. It's a no-go zone. Over in Sweden, their cost of the open borders policy is starting to really ramp up. Apparently, sex offenses have hit a record high following the migrant influx. Crime in all categories has hit an all-time high following the migrant influx. Meanwhile, up in Brussels, Muslims are rioting. And basically, they flooded the streets. Apparently, after Morocco qualified for the World Cup, stores looted, windows broken. Apparently, a Christmas market was attacked, and fires were being set. Meanwhile, down in Germany, in the Bavaria region, which is a very lovely part of Germany, apparently 200 churches have been damaged and Christian symbols destroyed. Now, one of the things you will see in Bavaria is there are crosses on many of the tops of hills. Now, they're not going to interfere with aviation or anything like that. They're just up there. Usually, the local community has put them up there. These are being destroyed. They're being cut down or set on fire. So now we have jihad in Bavaria. Here in the United States, there's been a little bit of an upset. Apparently, a border agent has been killed by illegal immigrants, and they killed him by literally crushing his head with rocks. This has provoked a lot of outrage and a demand to accelerate the timetable on Trump's border wall. Now, we've talked about this before. Remember Obama's unaccompanied minors program, where children without parents were allowed into the country, and they were the part of the Dreamers, the DACA Act, and so forth. And people kept saying, you know, they don't look like children. They look like adults. And now it's turned out that Obama's unaccompanied minors who were allowed into the country have become deadly gang members, first and foremost MS-13. And that's leading to a surge in crime in America's cities as well. It's like the people who are pushing for this globalist society, this new world order, the open borders, they don't care about the harm they are bringing to these countries. They simply don't care. They have this dream of a one world government with their own rear ends sitting on the golden throne of planet Earth. That's their dream, and no amount of ancillary human suffering is going to discourage them. It's just not important. Now, John Cornyn, Chris Murphy, and Dianne Feinstein have announced a new gun control bill, and it's focusing on background checks for gun purchases. Now, they're claiming this will strengthen the background check system in the wake of the Texas church attack. Well, the problem that we seem to be having is there are laws that are simply not being followed. In the case of the California shooting, there was a court order barring this individual from owning guns. The police simply weren't enforcing it. So what we have here is Congress is going to look good passing new laws. Are they going to look bad, depending upon your point of view? But if the laws are not being enforced, nothing really changes. It's the same thing with immigration. They're out there talking about, we need a new immigration law. No, we've got immigration law. It's not being enforced. It's called Title VIII. Forget about standing up and making speeches and passing new laws. We've already got too many laws. Let's enforce the ones that we have. Now, Gabby Gifford's gun-grabbing group has caused a bit of a stir. They came on out with a list of things to be banned, the new bump stocks, and on the list was a muzzle loader. And apparently, Tucker Carlson took over a Democrat on the issue of banning muzzle loaders. And during the interview, it became very obvious this Democrat had no idea what he was talking about. His whole attitude is, well, you know, I mean, all guns have a muzzle, and so we should be banning these things. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, and I imagine most of you probably already do, a muzzle loader is a gun where you load from the front end of the barrel. You pour in some powder, you put in some wadding, you put down a ball, you ram it down, and the fact is that you don't see people committing crimes with muzzle loaders. Tucker Carlson was out there saying it takes a minute to load a muzzle loader. Now, he's a little off on that. If you're using a punch card, you can do a reload in as little as 15 seconds. But still, you're not going to see a mass shooter out there with a flintlock or cap lock rifle. They're not going to commit crimes with it. Muzzle loaders right now, because they're considered antiques and not really considered a major crime problem, are exempt from most federal regulation. That's why a lot of people who just want to put holes in paper do so with muzzle loaders. And now Gabby Giffords is out there, and she's getting support from liberals that muzzle loaders have to be banned. When was the last time somebody was assassinated with a muzzle loader? As far as I know, that was Abraham Lincoln. So, I mean, they really jumped the shark on that one. And it just makes that whole gun-grabbing agenda look silly. Now, there's a church, River at Tampa Bay Church, and they have a sign out front that says, this is not a gun-free zone. We are heavily armed, and we will use deadly force. That's how you're going to do it. That's how you're going to discourage these shooters. These gun-free zone signs are like advertising. It's a giant open-air shooting gallery. Come on in and have fun. Nobody's going to shoot back at you. Look at all the mass shootings that have taken place in places that had these gun-free zone signs. The church has the right idea. Instead of gun-free zone, put up a sign that says half the homes in this neighborhood are armed. You guess which ones. That's how you create a deterrent. But the gun grabbers love the mass shootings. The gun grabbers love the violence and the bloodshed, because it furthers their agenda of total disarmament of the American people, so the government can abuse us even more than they do now. Well, that's okay. You can call the police. Well, maybe, if you want to get stoned. Federal agents have arrested a Philadelphia police officer earlier today, accusing him of conspiring with officers in Baltimore to sell cocaine and heroin seized from that city's streets. Prosecutors say that Eric Troy Snell, 33 years old, earned thousands of dollars serving as a conduit between corrupt members of a Baltimore police task force who stole the drugs and his brother who sold them in Philadelphia. Investigators have also accused Snell of threatening the children of a Baltimore officer who pled guilty in the case. And again, when I was in college, the best drug connection in town was a California Highway Patrol officer who was selling the stuff right out of the trunk of his black and white unit. Would confiscate it from the drug dealers and say, I'm just going to let you go, but I'm going to confiscate the drugs. And then he'd turn around and sell them. And he left the police force, left the Highway Patrol, and he bought himself a Radio Shack franchise. So, yeah, we're all going to be depending on the police here. Now, there's been a big, nasty debate going on over President Trump allowing the remains of elephants hunted for sport in Zimbabwe to be brought into the United States as trophies. There's been a ban on such things since 2014, and the PETA people and everything were kind of up in arms about it, and now we're hearing that the ban will continue. But there's another side of this, because these areas where these animals are being hunted, if nobody's hunting them and controlling the population, they damage farms and they damage crops. And the money collected for the license to hunt an elephant or a water buffalo or something can actually bring a lot of much-needed wealth to these African towns. So there are two sides to this story. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months.
Hey, I'm not
You'll
hearing
feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
Interruption on Skype, and I did a little research on this, and apparently Skype, the new version of Skype that came out in August, has a problem with Realtek audio devices, which unfortunately are quite common. And apparently it's really hit a lot of Windows 10 machines. And I would love to go back to an earlier version of Skype that worked, but apparently they've all now been obsoleted by Microsoft, and none of them will connect with their cloud server, which has got its own problems with latency and so forth. And I think Microsoft made a really bad move here by forcing everybody to use the new version of Skype long before it was actually ready. But then that seems to be the way things are being done in this country. And so I'm probably going to have to buy a new updated computer that doesn't use Realtek audio drivers for that part of my system here. So I guess that's going to be my Christmas present to myself, another laptop. All right, getting on back here to what's going on around the world. Apparently, the U.S. is hindering humanitarian aid from reaching Iran. Now, as you know, they had a really major quake there last week. And there are Iranian organizations in the United States that want to send money to basically fund rescue operations and help those people who've lost their homes. And unfortunately, the Office of Foreign Assets Control of the U.S. Department of the Treasury is basically putting a maximum of $500,000 per year may be legally transferred to Iran. Well, that's not really a tremendous amount of money. And again, U.S. policy is harming the innocents. And I'm sure the strategic thinking is, well, we're going to make Iran pay for all the rescue and the recovery from the earthquake, and they'll have less money to build missiles to keep us from invading their country. Now, getting on over to the world of political correctness, there is a professor over at Occidental, Lisa Wade. She's a sociology professor at Occidental College. And is out there in a new article saying that you should be suspicious of males who strongly identify as men. And the rationale there coming from the world of political correctness is gender is fluid, and really ultimately there isn't really any gender at all. Therefore, men who identify as men, there's something wrong with them. I guess I fall into that category here. But it really is getting into la-la land out there. There are two genders determined biologically. And this idea that you can be whatever gender you want to be regardless of your body is really getting ridiculous. You know, Caitlyn Jenner has had the surgery and she's had the chemicals and all the rest of that. But if you check her DNA, that's a guy in there. And no amount of political correct lip flapping is going to change that reality. And that really is one of the worst aspects of liberalism right now, is this idea that they can disconnect from reality. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.